I definitely think designers can help make the project go better.
Welcome, construction industry professionals. You're listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to grow your business. Here are your hosts, Devin and Kevin.
All right, we're going to dive in and have a fireside chat with Sarah Lewis, who in the locally is known as SLU, who's a design consultant and the association liaison for decorative materials. But I would describe SLU as the guru in the design community here locally. And that's why I want to have SLU in Studio MVWD and have a fireside chat to just kind of talk the bridge between contractors and designers.
Absolutely. What I'm looking for with this conversation as well is to learn her tips and ideas about how contractors and architects can have a more effective relationships or more productive relationships with designers and the benefit that they can get from that. So I think we'll be able to hear a lot of good ideas from SLU on that topic.
So let's dive in and have a chat with Sarah Lewis of Decorative Materials.
Here we go.
SLU, what's your favorite place you traveled?
Germany.
Germany. Tell us about that.
You know, I used to sell plumbing, you know, back in the day when I thought toilets were sexy, but and I had an opportunity to go over there for two different companies, Dornbrock and Vilreinbach. So it was actually for business, but it ended up being some of my most memorable experiences.
Awesome.
It was just such a great place to see the motherland.
You do a lot of networking with us. What's your favorite beverage after a hard day's of work at Decorative Materials?
You know, tequila for sure. But
nice.
But, you know, red wine will do.
Any particular tequila?
Well, you know, nothing in particular, but Herradura Silver is probably on the top of the list.
Nice. What's your favorite hobby?
Gosh, you know, I love cycling. Just because Colorado is just so great, and
totally.
it's a great way to see it. So, yeah. I'd say cycling or petting my puppy if that's a.
You bet, I enjoy that as well. So we got to know a little bit about SLU. So tell us about your kind of focus in the construction industry and decorative materials, and you know I saw you have another name besides SLU, but everybody knows SLU.
That's right.
SLU.
You know, it's a little bit of a marketing thing, but I got it from my background as a college athletics. So I played volleyball.
Okay.
So it was fast to say, you know, Sarah Lewis just shoved together. So some people say, SLU, your name's Sarah? I'm like, yeah, it is.
So. Yeah.
But
it's
really
memorable.
Yeah, it is memorable. And to go back to your question, I think I joined Decorative Materials a couple years ago, but I sort of fell into tile and stone and plumbing over the years. But I really enjoy people, and I'm a people person. I've always been in sales. I'm one of seven children, so you know, to get something to eat, you're always trying to, you know, negotiate.
So the sales process started over cornflakes, probably.
Yeah, it did. Mashed potatoes. If you wanted seconds, you had to eat fast, and then you had to do your sales pitch.
Totally. So tell us about Decorative Materials. What's your guys' focus over there?
You know, our focus is really customer service. We just try and do the best that we possibly can for every customer, whether it's a designer, contractor, architect, and even homeowners. I mean, we have homeowners that come into our showroom, really not, you know, they just don't have a clue. I mean, hopefully none of them are listening. But,
well,
you
this,
know, they
you
need
know,
guidance.
Our contractors and architects listen to this, specifically made for them. And we wanted to have you in the show. You're our first guest. So people listening to this globally, as you guys are in the Denver Design Center. So it's kind of that focused area for mainly designers, right? Is that the majority of the people that are in your showroom?
The majority of them are designers, but we do have three showrooms, one in Basalt, in Edwards, and in Denver.
Great.
But our largest showroom, our flagship, is in the design center.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I always ask, you know, why do I want to have the customers on my show? And we really wanted to have SLU on the show. Like, we really focus. This is for contractors and architects. And Mountain View, our business, has struggled with designers. And the right designers have just been great. It went so much smoother because, like me, I'm horrible with colors and this and that. And I think a lot of contractors are that way. But yet, when you add that designer in the middle of the homeowner, and if it's not done the right way, it can really get fragmented.
Yeah.
So why we wanted to have you on the show is to kind of just talk through from your end of it, where you deal with a lot of designers for a while selling different, you know, materials, how a contractor would work best with a designer. So do you want to kind of give us your take on that?
You know, I think it's all about relationships. And, you know, I think a contractor can really benefit from a designer. A lot of them, you know, just don't have those relationships. And so I think that what Decorative Materials tries to do is we try to direct designers to builders, or we also help designers that work with builders. And then we just try and take the guesswork out. Sure. And the brain damage out. We work intimately with the designer or with the builders to get takeoffs and square footages and that sort of thing, and then assure them that, you know, the selections are right, the square footages are right, the materials coming in on time. We have a warehouse where they can go and pick it up, and so they don't even have to step foot in the design center, but we can make their projects and their houses unique, and that's really what a designer can bring to the table for them.
Well, that's an important point, because everybody's really looking for an opportunity to set themselves apart. So contractors are no different that way. And yet I think sometimes there's this uncertainty or lack of information or understanding about how that process would work for a contractor. So that's interesting to hear. And
it's a little bit of a leap of faith. But I think that if contractors can, you know, build their relationship with Decorative Materials, we're always willing to bring samples out to the job site. We're always willing to go to the job site. But we also help their homeowners select. So we do have homeowners that work with contractors that come in, don't have a designer, but then we have to, you know, we sort of interface with that contractor on behalf of that homeowner.
Yeah, I love the point you made, is you're adding value. The designers that just, the homeowner just shows up in our showroom and we don't even know they show, the designer sends an email after they just sent them in here and said, make sure you get my discount on the homeowner. That doesn't work for anybody.
Yeah.
So they have to, like you said at the front end, is the relationship. You got to have the relationship with the suppliers, the contractors, all the right people in the community, and earn your keep.
Yeah.
You know? And that's where I think where we said the ones that have worked really well, when we have our internal meetings, it's like we like designers that more act as general contractors or more or less they
project
get
managers.
It.
Yeah,
they get it. They're involved in the project.
Right.
And they take the time to be like our architects listening to the show, jack of all trades, because you kind of got to have to know the whole process, how it mixes together and when you choose this and how you do that.
Right. But we also, with tile, you know, it's challenging because you don't know if it comes in bullnose, you don't know if what size is, you don't know all of those things. So we don't expect our architects or contractors or designers to know that about every line that we carry. And we have a wide array of tiles that we carry.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's how we help them. Like, this is how you're going to finish this corner. This is how you're going to wrap this window. You know, so those are the types of things that we really help with.
And create an environment that is just phenomenal. I love when I go over your showroom, because you're always changing it out and have the newest, coolest stuff, and create kind of the whole field where they see, you know, tile and stone is what you focus in on, but you have the whole kind of thing set up to where the customer can come in and say, this is the finished result I want.
That's
really helpful for everybody.
I think contractors and architects, if I could give any advice, I would say to come into our showroom and be able to see the latest and greatest. You don't have to come in with every single client, because we'll help with that. But to come in once a month, even, just to see the latest, because we're constant, like you said, we're constantly changing things, and then that gives them the update on new things.
That brings up another question for those contractors and architects that aren't working with a designer. They want to utilize the services of your showroom. Can you provide design services for them?
Absolutely.
If necessary?
Okay. You know, we don't want to take the place of our clients. You know, designers are a very important part of our business. And we don't pretend to be designers, but we certainly can put things together for that contractor. And we provide pictures. We provide drawings at no charge. So if they need a backsplash image and they can provide the CAD drawings or even just the measurements, we can do that drawing for them.
And you also kind of matchmaker service, where a contractor comes in, you have a designer that may fit really well with that contractor. And I think that's what we're doing on this show, The Art of Construction, is to bring all these community members together and then also portray the fact that less is more sometimes, and you're really focused on what you do really well and surround yourself around good people. The finished results are that much better versus trying, the contractor just says, I'm just going to do it all myself. I'm just going to go to some tile store, pick it all out, and I'm going to use my trades, and I got this covered. I don't need anybody else to help with me, because that just costs me money.
Yeah.
And then they have all the problems at the end, because it didn't get done right on paper.
Right. Well, and so we try to avoid that, and just really trying to help them either if they don't, they don't have to have a designer, but if they don't, you know, the project's going to still go smoothly. I think we've had many jobs where we've worked with the builders and we worked with their tile installers to really make it special and unique and not look like every other house that they just did. And so I think that that's what we can provide is just different, you know, different tiles, different designs, yeah. Really unique,
better product. And different. All the guests we're bringing into the show and the clientele we want to go to, we want to focus to the luxury builder that their home is one of a kind, and you can create that space with your unique products because it's phenomenal. And I go over there every time I see something totally new from these big pattern walls that, you know, I've been seeing,
yeah,
and the big tiles,
right,
and all those stuff that you guys are always ahead of the trends and the colors and this and that.
We really do try to stay ahead of the trend. Our owner was just there yesterday. She had gone to Chersai. It's a huge tile show in Europe. And we're working on bringing in some larger format tiles, things that look like wood, and they actually look like wood and not plastic. And, you know, just really unique things.
Yeah.
So,
what's the coolest hot product right now?
Gosh, you know, yesterday we had, it looks like petrified wood, but it's different wood species. And they talked about how, like, if a maple would fall in the wood and woods, and it would be in a beach or it would be in a swampy area, how it would look. I mean, they're trying to really replicate nature, and they can do it. The Italians can do it better than anybody in the world.
What's that product you're referencing?
Well, it's a new line we haven't launched yet. We're actually looking at bringing it in. So
okay.
I'm gonna put it out there as a teaser.
Time will
tell.
That's right. So come on in. I'll give you a sneak peek.
All right.
Well, it sounds like you're able to help contractors and architects also avoid problems through a little extra consultation, because a lot of times that's one of the things we find in our practice is that, you know, oftentimes people are in either A, such a hurry, or they're so price conscious that a lot of times a little extra time and maybe a little extra money, although not always the case, will save a lot of money in the long run.
That's right. You know, we have about over 100 SKUs in our warehouse. We're really not known for having things in stock, because there's plenty of glass tile and carved stone and really unique pieces that we don't stock, mm-hmm. obviously. But we really, you know, but we have a warehouse over at 2nd and Bryant that's just chock full of beautiful porcelain tile that, and the contractors that have found us and have used us for that, whether they're doing 4,000 feet or whatever it is, have just benefited immensely, because you don't pay additional freight. We bring it in by the container and we're able to extend that pricing. So, you know, we won't have the $2 a square foot tile. We just won't. But we're going to have plenty of tile under $10 a square foot, and really be able to make their project unique.
Especially in those statement pieces, those backsplashes and all those details. And like you said,
that's right,
you supply drawings up front. I can't tell you how many times we've supplied the window in the kitchen and they just didn't think through the cabinets and the windowsill and all these details until they're putting in the backsplash, and it's always
oops,
just this patch
right,
thing versus lay it out on paper. And at that time, you know how much you need because you've done it right on paper. You're way ahead of the game, so you can work with SLU or someone over at your decorative materials, wherever you are, and know those timelines and lay it out up front so that the project is going smoothly versus always what's my biggest fire to put out.
Yeah.
That's very hard to run a project.
That's right.
That way.
It is really hard. So we try to avoid that, you know, making sure that you have plenty of bullnose, making sure that you have that liner, or, you know, you're able to wrap that window, like I said.
Cool. What is a key thing for a successful project on communication between the contractor and the designer? What's some things you've seen over time or examples that have just really worked well?
You know, again, I go back to relationships, and I think that it's just having the designer putting us in touch with the contractor early. We have those conversations, we talk to them, and, you know, we get plans, we get, you know, we can go, like I said, we can go out to the job site and do some measurements if they need us to. I mean, it really is about setting up that expectation. If the contractor is used to working a certain way, we're happy to accommodate that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're used to having their products shipped to the job site, we can do that, or they can ship it to our warehouse, or they can pick it up, or they, you know, so I think it is about expectations, communication. I mean, all the things that work in every other industry.
And playing devil's advocate, too, where you'll change to the contractor's style. The contractor, if they play best with you, you deliver tile or order it every day, day in, day out.
Right.
The contractor does it. If he does a dozen homes, he does it 12 times a year.
Yeah.
Why should he say this is the best way to do it? Look at your industry partners and piggyback of what they say is the best way to do all these types of things and really rely on them. Mm-hmm. Us people that really care as suppliers, we want you to have the most successful project, have the best results. And I find a lot of times it's like the right people that don't have, the people that don't have the relationships, it's like they're butting heads all the time.
That's right.
Well, and a lot of times, too, as much as we love our listeners that are architects and contractors, having been a builder myself, I can tell you firsthand that a lot of times architects draw things that don't work practically. You know, little details. I'm not talking about the bigger things, but, you know, the little finish details that the potential owner or the current homeowner that maybe the customer isn't going to like. And a lot of times those things can be avoided by spending some time with somebody that's more in tune with those kinds of things. And generally, the builder and the builder and the architect are not as in tune as somebody in the design field like yourself and or the designers that you're working with. And that can make a huge difference in the outcome of the project and also make it a lot smoother. And it starts at the beginning.
That's right.
And as doing several projects myself, when I started this industry, is how do you really know your customer? Well, wear your customer's shoes. So I've mm-hmm. I've done several projects myself, and it's like you as the general contractor and the architect, you got to get everything on paper and CYA and make all that stuff right. You got to get the general contractor. You got to make sure bolt planes and setbacks and all this stuff's right. And you spend all that time working on that, and you get to the end, and it's like you do this $75,000 kitchen, and it comes together, and the tile and the window and the countertops, and it doesn't meet right. That's the first thing everybody sees when they come in there.
Yeah.
So take that off your plate and let industry partners do the drawings, work together, have a design, you know, decorative materials that, you know, the industry partners that work together, it's like Decorative Materials has put all these tile in our showroom here in Mountain View. Mountain View doesn't sell kitchens, but we have industry partners to make it all work together. So we have a kitchen manufacturer, Genesis Innovations, with Decorative Materials on the tile, and then we have our windows here. So come in here and use these resources to blend all the stuff together with what the customer and let the customer see it and understand that. I think that's when contractors and architects, when they come in here up front and have those initial design meetings, it's like it's so obvious the difference in the end result.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what Decorative Materials has done. I mean, and you say the relationship. You have events. You should go to these events to go see these showrooms, see the updated stuff, get a free cocktail, network, meet all these right people. It's the best way to grow your business.
That's right. If you ever wanted to go to an event, call me. I'll go with you. I'm a great networker.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that we do. You know, we're part of ASID. We try to, stay involved with our industry partners. We probably don't do as much with builders in terms of networking as we should. But I also think that those are special relationships, because we do have a lot of builders that we work with currently.
Right.
That are building amazing homes. And I think tile can make that difference between having something look like a spec home, which there's nothing wrong with spec homes, and something that's going to be a custom design.
Yeah, and you hear the $2 versus $10. When you're thinking of backsplash, you know, you're not talking huge dollar
that's
amounts
right.
from average to one
yeah. spectacular.
And
yeah.
that's one of the things that I think that we can offer. If a builder or an architect, they're working on a home and it has a particular budget, because all of them do. I've only worked on a couple that didn't have a budget. They may want to put a less expensive tile that we're not able to provide. You know, we do try to capture every room as if we possibly can, but we're also very open to doing the kitchen backsplash or doing the powder and making sure that that's spectacular if they already have, you know, somebody else that they're working with. And that's totally fine. I mean, we want to be able to do all the tile in the house, but we're always willing and open to just do kitchen backsplash and a powder and a master and really hit those rooms that are really special.
Yeah. Know what you do really well and channel the rest somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's like Mountain View Window and Door would much rather just sell the fancy Weiland big fancy door out the back and let you get your vinyl windows from somewhere else if that's where the budget consists
that's
of
right.
and what's the most important to you. Of course, we'd rather sell you a big fancy window package on the whole house.
Yeah.
That's obvious. But we would rather not sell any of it and help you get the right pieces in the right place. Mm-hmm. And even if we don't have the right pieces, know the right people to send you to them. So yeah. contracts and architects, just surround yourself around good people and you're going to be way better off.
Yeah, I haven't met a client that doesn't appreciate value engineering to some extent or another. And it sounds like that's exactly what you're describing, SLU, is being able to put the dollars where it has the best impact for the budget and, you know, coming out with something that's spectacular versus and within the budget versus something that may be within the budget but kind of average.
That's right. Well, I think, you know, we get a little bit of a bad rap because we're in the design center with all the cool kids. And then, you know, but we also can provide a lot more than, and they would be surprised. I think a lot of contractors just assume we're too expensive. A lot of architects assume we're too expensive.
Totally.
And they don't even give us a shot. But I think, you know, giving us a shot will really enhance their lives. I will make their lives better.
There you go. Awesome. Yeah, that's a great comment because it's like when we say we focus to the luxury contractors and architects, people just think, well, I can't even walk in that door.
Yeah.
I honestly thought when I first heard of the design centers, I was scared to go over there. It's just like,
yeah.
that's just too high end
too
when
fancy.
I first got in this
yeah.
industry. And then once you cut your teeth and you go to events there, we're all the same people.
That's
you know?
Right.
And it's just like when you meet celebrities, you meet, you know, we at IDI, we had Barry Livingstone at the last presentation. He's this Malibu designer. We had dinner with him the night before. He was the most down-to-earth designer. But the reason that he really was memorable for me is he knows, you start talking about windows and doors, and the guy an hour later is just going on and on, or he started talking
He's
about stoves, and
it.
He knows so much about stoves.
Yeah.
And a designer like that is just awesome because they just have been through it, and they're so passionate about it. And you got to be passionate about this because that's how the designers that really stick out are the ones to be memorable. They are passionate, and they take the time to go to these events and really are educated on the trends that are constantly changing.
That's right.
And involved with the chaise lounge that you and Nick May do for designers and are in the crossover to where I think a designer would get a lot out of listening to a show specifically for contractors and architects because we're talking about how us contractors and architects work better with you designers and
right.
how we work together, you know?
And I think if there's any contractors out there that are hesitant about hiring a designer, I'm happy to give them, you know, connect them with who I feel like it would be the best designer. I've worked with designers for, you know, a long time and know a lot of people. And if I know what they're looking for, I think I would be able to be a little bit of a matchmaker.
Love it.
Yeah.
There's a couple questions we always ask. We love to hear, in the last 12 months, what was the most successful project, specific project
Gosh,
that you worked on?
Man.
What's the most memorable?
You know, I had I'm working on a project with Taylor Build, and it's a builder out of Estes Park, and he it was a homeowner that was out of the great state of Texas, and so we were doing it, you know, kind of long distance initially. He called us because he knew that we carried a particular tile. As things went on, as the homeowner came into town, he and I met. And then I met with his wife, so we had several different meetings. We looked at different tile. He ended up falling in love with the tile that we stocked called Wax Gray. We did 4,000 feet of Wax Gray. It's a 16 by 32 tile. We brought it in from Italy. We had plenty of time for the project, so that, you know, we had a container that came in, less than $10 a square foot pricing on that, and then, you know, we just kind of went from there. We went from bathroom to bathroom. And so it was the homeowner really initiated the contact with Decorative Materials. It opened our doors to Bob Taylor, who is a fantastic builder, had never stepped foot in our, you know, in the design center. But he came in and he and I met. And then we mm-hmm. corresponded with emails and phone calls and, you know, got the tile up there. And that, I cannot wait to go see the house. It was just being finished. You know, it's going to be an amazing project. But it's a perfect example of, we didn't have a designer, which, again, I definitely think designers can help make the project go better. But it was a really a homeowner that took the initiative and that was, you know, really invested in their own design and had a good design sense. He and his wife had built homes before, so it wasn't their first rodeo. And I just think that it was just it went really smoothly, and it opened up the doors for this builder to have a relationship with us. And now I'm on my second home with him, that builder. So yeah, so you know, it's about relationships. I think it's about, and it started with a phone call, yeah. You know, and I'm pretty nice on the phone, but I didn't know it was that nice.
No, yeah, it's like Jerry Caruso. His whole thing is just pick up the phone sometimes
That's
and call
right.
somebody. And in our electronic world, that can get lost quick.
That's right. That's yeah, right. But sure. those quick. You know, I think those relations, you can build relationships on the phone, but I think that information can be passed through with email.
Totally.
So, but always, you know, like you said, use that phone to build those relationships.
Well, Salud, one of the final questions we always ask,
yeah?
it's sort of the flip of that, which is, what was the most challenging project that you had in the last 12 months? And you don't have to name any particular
okay.
names or...
I don't have to tell you the builder. No, one of the most challenging is I sold a tile that's a decorative tile out of, it's called Brittany and Cogs, and it's a really handmade tile. They actually hand dip into the glaze. You can see the glazer's fingerprints on the sides of the tile. Mm. I mean, it is just so handmade. And we did a kitchen backsplash. Well, I got the call, well, there's crackling. And I said, well, yeah, you know, the tile, you know, it's called crazing. And when the glaze crazes underneath, it's not a flaw. It's just part of the characteristics of the tile. Well, I went to the job site and, of course, it was crazing. Well, you know, I knew that because that tile crazes. And the homeowner just didn't know that it was going to do that. And so what we ended up doing is leaving the field tile, but we changed the decorative tile, and it was at our expense. I mean, not that I want to say decorative materials is going to assume all responsibilities, but I think what we did is we stepped up to the plate mm-hmm. to make sure that the homeowner was happy, because she wasn't, even though when the builder came into the, because he hadn't been into the showroom, when he came into the showroom, he saw, yes, your display is crazed and is crackled. So, you know, when you see it on display, usually that's going to translate into your home, because we have some beautiful displays. In fact,
right.
it's kind of like, you know, I buy clothes off of a mannequin. You know, it's like, I'll take exactly that.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of homeowners and designers that'll design and do something exactly like our displays in our showroom, because they're beautiful. I think the expectation of the homeowner was that the tile was going to respond, be different. It just wasn't. So we fixed it. So that was a bummer. But I think it's beautiful now.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful now. And with the new tile, we got our decorative tile that's not going to craze and crackle.
Do you think if they would have got that tile at Home Depot, they would have went out there to the job site and repaired it and fixed it?
No. I don't
Nothing
think
against
so.
Home Depot, but that's
yeah,
true, right?
Yeah. I went to the job site actually 4 times to deliver samples, to, you know, see initially to see the issue, and then to deliver samples a couple different times and to measure. And, you know, we just wanted it to be taken care of.
Totally.
So.
That's awesome.
What do you listen when you're driving around from job site to job site? You said you went to this job site 4 times.
Yeah, what do I listen to?
In your car, on the radio.
Oh, gosh, you know, I'm kind of an NPR gal.
Yeah.
You know, I just try and, I don't, or I'll just throw in some kind of music.
Have you ever listened to podcasts?
You know, I listen to podcasts, but this job site happened to be pretty close to our showroom, so it wasn't very far, you know, it wasn't
Well, we kind of asked that as a loaded question, you know, kind of build this, you know, the podcasting thing is you can stop and start it at any point in
That's
your car.
Right.
So
That's
even
right.
if it's 5 minutes, you could get 5 minutes of golden talk from Slu.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. I don't know if I want to listen to myself.
It makes you stronger, you know.
That's right.
I've become a better speaker and listener
yeah.
from doing these shows, and when I edit and sound how horrible I sound.
Oh,
you know, I'll fix
yeah.
that.
That's right. Well, my college background, you know, I was interviewed on the radio a few times, so I've had a little bit of, but I don't think I'm in a podcast, you know.
Yeah, right.
From
yeah.
back in the day.
Totally. So as a designer, what's the top colors out there right now, Slu?
You know, we always look, it's kind of a maroonish color. I don't know if people
that
have
color
seen
going
yeah.
out. Yeah. We can put that in the show notes along with these. Hopefully you can get these great projects you've
yeah.
been telling us about. Get some photos.
We've been doing 50 Shades of Gray like crazy, just like everybody else. You know, I mean,
that's exactly
so gray is a hot color, and it's kind of warm grays. we have warm grays and cool grays, and I mean, I've never learned so much about grays, you know, than in a previous life. But it's been pretty interesting to watch the color trends. I mean, the advantage is we have colors to match anyone's taste. And tile is a little unique because it's not like you're going to change it every year. You know, I mean, you can. I would love you for it. But, you know, it's a little more permanent than, say, a rug or art or that sort of thing. So those decisions are really critical in terms of color. So we really, you know, we really listen to the homeowner. We listen to the designer. We want to make sure that builder is putting in tile that's going to, you know, stand the test of time if that's what they desire. Yeah,
that's a really interesting comment, that because you paint a color bright blue and then you don't like it, you can
that's
easily
right.
change that. You go put the whole wall of tile in, then you realize I don't like that down the road, and for resale purposes and that kind of stuff, there's certain things that are easy to change. There's certain things that are very expensive. So I would think, is that something the tile industry considers? Like, you see all these crazy one-of-a-kind things out there. That's got to be kind of hard to sell one of a kind if it's only one person, you know.
Yeah, it can. And really, it's all of those questions. You know, is this your forever home? Or
totally.
Is this, you know, because really, when you do something unique and that's so personal, you can love it forever. I mean,
totally.
I recently did a laundry backsplash, which sounds so silly, in my own home, and it is a blast of color, and I love it.
Yeah.
And I don't care if somebody buys my house and hates it, they can just take it out. But, you know, I think that I also remind homeowners or builders or designers, you know, do things that you love. You know, don't constantly think about resale, even though at times that needs to be in the forefront of your mind. But, you know, at times it doesn't have to be. We have this tile in our showroom. It's called Red Hot Mama, and it's an entire wall of Red Hot Mama, and it is worth seeing, for sure.
Love it. So you contractors that are listening to me talk right now, on your way to the homeowners to try to get this job, we call it the needs analysis. I think probably the first question you should ask is exactly what Slew said. Is this for your forever home? Is this a stepping stone? Are you just fixing it up to sell it? And then you drive what products and do that needs analysis with your homeowner. So when you come into Decorative Materials or Mountain View Window and Door, you are prepping them to say, this is our forever home. Go for the gold on the backsplash. They have the funds. They want to do it the way they want. Or tell Slu, this backsplash, you know, this home is a stepping stone. They're getting it ready for in 2 years to sell it because they're going to hopefully have a bigger family and want to move to this neighborhood. Whatever the reason is, you contractors should find that biggest pain, the reason, and then translate that to us suppliers. So we know where to start.
That's right.
You don't want to go show the big hot mama wall if they say
red hot mama.
Red
yeah.
hot mama wall. If you're just looking to sell it in a
yeah.
year, because that probably is not the right thing for a fix and flip.
Yeah. Well, again, we try and find when it is a fix and flip. Sometimes we do try and find those unique things that are going to be a real draw.
Good point.
So you know, red hot mama might be good for
might just work.
Yeah. You know, but.
And that's why
our
businesses are in existence,
that's
to come
right.
meet with us.
That's
so,
right.
So how do you get it? What's the best way to get a hold of Slew? And how does the design center work as far as hours and people to come into the design center?
Yeah, we're open. We are wholesale to the trade. So your homeowners cannot purchase, but they can visit our showroom. So if you want to send them in, it's best to call and have them get an appointment. So they can call our showroom. Actually, going on our website, we'll give you all the contact information. It's decorativematerials.com. Or you can email me. It's Slew, S as in Sarah, L-E-W, at decorativematerials.com.
Cool.
Or, you know, feel free to call and ask
we'll
for
put all that stuff on the message board. And Slew is anxious to answer your questions about your tile
That's
on
right.
the message board and the show notes. So make sure to get in touch with Slew and come see her at the next networking event. And she's memorable, so is Decorative Materials. And thanks for coming in and kind of help bridging the gap between our valued contractors and designers to help us all grow our business.
Thanks a lot.
Relationships, relationships, relationships.
Yeah, she hit the nail right on the head. And obviously, it's one of those things we talk about a lot, we hear about a lot. But at the same time, this is kind of interesting because it may not be something for architects and particularly for our contractors to think that is an important area to focus on, is learning more about how a contractor can get benefit and solve some of their problems by working with and successfully working with designers and people like SLU that are experts in the arena of tile and other materials that can be of benefit to them. So
I challenge you, contractor driving around or architect going to the next meeting on how to design your project, to take some time after that meeting and go to industry partners and suppliers and people in your community and find your decorative materials a resource that is always putting the new displays out there. You can see it firsthand. They'll do the drawings. They'll work with you to take all the parts and pieces and put them together at no extra charge. Use those resources because that's what your customer's paying you to do. So really take the time, really good systems and structures, and do your needs analysis, and then surround yourself around good people to help your business grow. And they're going to do a lot of the work for you. Just let them take over.
Well, and that's an important point, is it'll save you, contractors and builders, a lot of extra time and get very likely a better result, too, because you can be focused on the important things and then allow them the opportunity to provide you with the critical information to have a successful backsplash or flooring installation or whatever it may be.
Don't be scared of your design center luxury place. Don't let them kid you. Luxury, they say luxury because everyone, you need to know who you are. If you're a luxury builder, know that who you are, but go into those places. It's a lot easier to come down than start at the big box store with no one that knows crap and go up. That's really challenging. Go somewhere where they know what they're going to do, and they're going to gladly do their needs analysis. Say what they can do really well, find the right products. Kind of like we talked about in the show, we'd much rather sell the right products and say no to the rest or send you to the right place and educate you the right way. So go to places that want to take the time, and you need to take the time, contractor and architect listening to this, to make the time to do that.
Well, and it's really about earning the business and developing long-term relationships, and that's what SLU, I think, is focused on, and what Decorative Materials focuses on, is they don't just want your business the first time out. They want to be able to earn your business for the long haul, and they're able to do that because they're providing good, intelligent, and reliable information.
So you listen to this. It's time for a big call to action. So Kevin and I are working our tails off on this show and getting a lot of great feedback internally, but we're not getting reviews on iTunes or Stitcher or those places. So to keep this show growing and get sponsors and make it really viable globally, I'm challenging you to go in and write us a review and give us good feedback on that review. Whether it's good or bad, we got thick skin. We can take it. And our call to action is help us out. Help me help you to make the show better. Right?
There we go.
So thanks for Sarah and another great show on bridging the gap in the construction industry to help contractors and architects grow their business and make the construction community that much stronger.
You have been listening to The Art of Construction. To listen to more, please go to www.mtnview.us and click on the podcast tab. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and thanks for listening.